Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We're the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And thanks so much to Johan Els, and we wish him well, man. Hey, we have entered into the first month of the year. I won't call it by name because of very, very personal reasons. The Father is just doing great things. And Johan Els is part of that in terms of continuing to extend the goodwill to everyone. So we are appreciative at all times. It is unique. Every day it is very much unique. So we need to really appreciate that so much. All right. And of course, some good music. And I will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi from UJ. And I will go to Cape Town and talk to Baruch Yah in Cape Town. And hopefully he's recovered 100%, you know. And he will tell us as to how it was, you know, being sick in that manner. Yeah. Anyway, as I promised, some good music, you know, very good music. The Marianne Williams, you know, this song, they say it was written by Ringo Starr. But the first time I heard this song, it was by this very same lady. And it was played in one of the places that you'd never think would play a gospel song like this.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Oh yes. Marianne Williams there, my sweet Lord. It says, to us it reminds us of Yahusha HaMashiach and His sweetness in our lives. The very fact that He is the one who had gone on for our salvation, you know, for our sake. And we give Him praise and worship, Yahusha HaMashiach. None like Him in our lives. And I don't know what happened, man. I'm trying to get hold of our guests. Baruch Yah, Mayachi, greetings to you.
Shalom! greetings. Shalom, Rabbi, Mayachi.
Shalom.
It's been a while. Shalom, Rabbi, to your household as well. Shalom Rabba to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and family, and also to Radio Pulpit family. Oh, it's good to be back, Malak. It is so great to be back. Greetings in the name of HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much. How are you feeling?
I'll say I feel so great. If you asked me that question last week, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad last week. I just came close from going for an operation. So I had like two sicknesses in the space of a week, and I didn't go to work for the whole week last week.
Mm.
Like, I started getting sick from Thursday night. So Friday I didn't go to work.
Mm.
And then I went to the doctor about 5 times.
Amen. Sure.
But I am back.
You are back, and I'm happy about that, man. I'm happy about that.
Hallelujah.
That you are back. This is what is interesting, man. the fact that you are back, and of course, that we are with you, you know. Yeah, we say anachnu
tuda. Anachnu tuda abba.
Abba.
And, yeah, Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then we have Professor Buyisondezi in Johannesburg. Barukia is in Cape Town. Professor Buyisondezi is in Johannesburg from UJ. Did you know that UJ used to be known as Rau? Professor, welcome.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Now you're opening the old files.
Professors usually open old files.
Yeah.
You can also see in their fashion, you know, that hey, even the way they dress, they are opening old files. Even when they walk.
Old files,
eh? Yeah, when they walk there, when they talk, you just see history. You know, there's so much knowledge in professors. So yeah. Are you well, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. I am well by the grace of the Father. Thank you for asking. And I'm trusting you are well, too, with your family. Yeah, I'm happy that our brother is back, Brother Baruch here. We believe the worst is over. You are now channeled into a healthy zone.
Yes.
We thank the Father for your life. And we were looking forward to your ministry. We missed you last week.
Yes, absolutely.
We missed you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, thank you for being here. And we also greet everyone, our Radio Pulpit family, in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to this day.
Let me tell you something. I'm so happy. Hey, you know, I am not a psychologist, but I did my bit in it deeply. And I did a lot of history. If we check, last year this time, we put Baruch Yah on a Wednesday show with Professor Buyisondezi. I think she was still Dr. Buyisondezi then. Oh, Professor, yes. And then I remember she was saying, "Hi, Baruch. Ay, 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 ay." And today she says, "We missed your teaching, and we're looking for."
Now, time is able to change things.
Now I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Now we thank the Lord.
I'm very happy. So
tonight
we are talking about the importance of the right counsel. The importance of the right counsel. It means the right advice, guidance, the right instruction. Much of the times we overlook this. The importance of the right counsel, which has to do with our advice in our walk with the Father, and it has to do with our directedness. The importance of instruction and divine guidance, the importance of the right counsel, in other words, the right admonishing, recommendation, instruction, leadership, warnings, you know, endorsements from the Father by His Holy Spirit in His Word. I wonder how serious we take this. You know, sometimes I look at a president saying, Tumamina, and then I say, "Ish, what a beautiful appeal to the Most High. But will this man take the counsel of the Father?" Because he says the Father must send him. Or maybe he was talking to someone else. And it's not only him. We also say, and we are asking him to protect and preserve us. And he does that by his counsel, by his word also. by his direction. And sometimes we get on air all over the social networks, the media lines, and, you know, and there is these, all these radio stations. May the Father bless them abundantly. And we, I wonder if we take seriously the counsel of the Father that before you go on air, you must know that it is I that will be talking and not your radio superstardom. I wonder if we do that. I once was a producer of a number one show on TV of gospel for quite some time, with so many awards that can fill the whole room. And by the counsel of the Father, he said, take none of these. Take none of them. I don't even have one award, but I can show you awards I have won in people's offices and displays, companies, and I mean, artists. And the Father says, don't. Take rewards from these. Don't. And I believe it's the right counsel. And sometimes someone does you something, and rightfully so, you can retaliate. But the Father says, oh, don't. Don't do that. How far do we go with the counsel of the Father these days? In your family, someone does something and you know you have the right to respond in the way you should respond. You're a parent, by the way. And the Father says, no longer in this manner. Don't. Just keep quiet. I wonder how many of us are taking this into consideration, the counsel of the Father. When it comes to friends, when it comes to the manner in which you relate with people. And sometimes it goes along your feelings, you complete each other, you feel each other, you are the best of who you can be around each other. You know those office romances. And the Father says, man. No. Actually, cut that friendship. Cut that relationship. Get out of that association. Get out of that movement. Get out of that group. Get out of that social media group that you are associated with. And you look at it, all the things that they're doing, they're so nice, they go along you. Not that the Father wants to cramp your style, but he's giving you the right counsel because he has seen the future already. And someone said, at some stage, the Father tells you to get out of a situation and to get out of fellowships with some people, friends. And you see nothing wrong there, but the Father has seen what they do when you're not there and how it's going to affect you. With the choice of careers, choice of destinies, the choice of life views and perspectives, how far do we go to heed to the divine counsel of the Father? The divine advice of the Father. How far do we go to concede to the direction of the Father? And these are the things one asks. These are the things one really goes across and says, but these things should be looked into. They can't just be left like that. And the counsel of the Father is prevalent in all situations that he has given us advice on. So what comes to mind when we talk about this?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, I'm looking at the word, Professor, in 1 Chronicles 27, 32, and Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, was with the king's sons. In other words, it says, this man, Jehonathan, who is David's uncle, was wise and also a scribe, which means the father spoke through him. He had the wisdom of the father, and the father spoke through him, and he wrote down the things that the father was saying. And guess what? This was also available to Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, and with the king's sons. Such advice was there. The importance is that it keeps kings going. It makes people wise. It enables people to bring down the memories of the father, to write down the memories of the father, and to understand the thoughts of the father. That's what the counsel is all about. Divine and righteous counsel. And today those who speak in such, just like Jethro talking to Moses. Today when we have people like that, we say, don't cramp my style. It's me who is called, not you. It's me who has a vision and not you. It's me who has a burden and not you. Yeah. When you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Elohim and who would praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Elohim, for his mercy endures forever. The right counsel always walks before us on our paths, in our challenges, in our battles, and in our wars. It's important. Otherwise, we will be a country that is defeated, that has kings who are dumb, who can see, who can speak, because no knowledge has been left for them. They are as good as mute. And also those who can speak of the splendor of the Elohim. Those who can testify, in other words, and those who can encourage the country to move towards the direction that the Father is calling it to. The importance of divine counsel. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. I greet you again. It is important indeed to always be led by the counsel of the Father, because it ensures that we are still on the right path. We are on the right track with the Lord. When we adhere to the counsel of the Lord, we can be assured that we are in the will. Because sometimes when we live using our minds, using our thoughts, it is easy for us to lose the will of God and to lose the direction. The unfortunate thing then is we have not yet gotten acquainted to the voice of God. Or maybe we have understood the voice of God to be one directional. And if the voice of God will come from the direction that we did not expect, using vessels that we do not approve ourselves, that's when we get to be in trouble and we are not going to listen to the voice of the Lord. I heard you as you were bringing in the introduction, that sometimes we would hear the counsel and then you start looking at yourself as this great leader, as the pastor, as the appointed of the church, and then you start to be pompous. and ask a question, who are you to tell me that? I am the leader of this church. I'm the one who's supposed to get a revelation. I'm the one who knows or who's supposed to know the direction, simply because we have not gotten to a state of humility and to understand that God can use anybody, any time, depending on whether we are able to open our hearts to his voice and to his speaking. You also quoted the story of Jethro and Moses, where we know that Moses is the great leader of Israel. But at this point in time, we find him taking counsel from his father-in-law, Jethro, telling him what to do and what not to do, giving him advices that were going to be beneficial to him as a leader, beneficial to the work of God and for the people that he was leading. And we see the humility of Moses in that case. So I think what comes to the mind of a person who rejects the counsel of the Lord is the pride and his position, and that he is expecting that God will only use him or will only come to him, other than God using other avenues in speaking to that person. And such people sometimes, Brother Ray, you'll find that they will get to listening the counsel of the wrong people because they have not gotten acquainted with the voice of God, with the word of God. Let me go to the first two scriptures that you quoted. You spoke of 1 Chronicles 27, verse 32, which says, also Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. So these are the people who were entrusted with knowledge, with wisdom. They were entrusted with the word of God, so they could download the heart of God. They could download the voice of God to a point where they were known that what they speak, we need to listen and understand what God is saying. And it is from such mouths that some of us might need to incline our ear with, so that we will know that if God is using this vessel, God is speaking to me. Not that we need to be not discerning of what could be happening through that vessel, but we need to learn beyond our physical and understand how God uses people in talking to us. And here we are told about David's uncle, who was a counselor, meaning the word of wisdom was in this man. The word of knowledge was in this man. He had to get acquainted with what he says. Because from the words that he says, they were getting the direction of God. They were getting the heart of God. And it even says, and the scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Harmoni, was the king's son. So when God has to speak to us, we must know that he does not use one direction. Sometimes he could use people around us. Sometimes he could even bring counsels to us about people around us so that we can be able to hear him better. You spoke about association sometimes, that when God speaks to us, he can begin to uproot some things that are around us that might hinder us from hearing him. So some of the counsel of God get blocked by the associations that we have. Let me explain what I mean by that. We will get to a point where God is able to speak to us, but we do not recognize the speakings of the Lord because there are people around us who are not making it easy for us to hear God. We hear their voices more than the word of God, more than the counsel of the Lord. So in other words, there we have not learned to weigh out who is speaking here. So in the counsel of God, we could be counseled as well about who is around us, about the associations, about the people we must befriend, about the people whom we must be associating with. And we are seeing this man, known as the uncle of David, having a wise understanding, being a counselor, and is able to bring counsel even to other people. And this is the kind of people who could be trusted to consult about what God is saying. I'm quoting now the second verse where you spoke about, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. So the counsel of God, as I've been saying, is not locked in one direction. So it means it needs me and you, Brother Ray, to be discerning, to be able to hear God when he speaks through different avenues. So what does that do to you and me as a person? It teaches us to be humble. It teaches us to value everybody around us. It teaches us to know that God is not a respecter of man, but God honors his word. So it means he can can send his word through anybody, through any vessel, that as long as that vessel is ready and is having that heart of delivering the message of the Lord. So I want to quote again the last verse here, Psalm 32, verse 8, which says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. So a person who is teachable and guided by God is a person who has prepared his heart for such a counsel, is a person who knows that he has to hear from the Lord, and God is able to speak this instruction to the person, and God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. It definitely counsel of God needs obedience, and hence today we're talking about the importance of the right counsel. The right counsel takes us where we are supposed to be. The right counsel makes us the people we should be, because God is able to pinpoint things that must be removed. God is able to deposit things that must be deposited, and God is able to teach. So when we are taught of the Lord, we are also able to teach others. So with the right counsel of God, we become the vessels that God can entrust. We become the channel that God can use to bless others. We become the mouthpiece of God. These days, it becomes very sad that we get counsel even in wrong sources, simply because we have not gotten to understand how God speaks. So with the right counsel, we get to hear God. With the right counsel, we get to be connected with God, to be alive. And also, we can connect with our destinies, because it is from the word of God that we get directed and be led. And he says, I will guide you with my eye. So with the eye of the Lord, we get to see where we're going. We get to know what we'll be doing. We get to understand the destiny and the direction that we need to take. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand that this counsel can come through the word. And this word does not only come from the scripture, but it can also come from the vessel that God can choose to use. But that vessel must be the vessel that we are going to be able to check whether it is the right source, because it will be easier again to be deceived if we are not able to search and to check whether the source is correct. It is very important to take the counsel of the Lord, because it defines us, it defines our destiny, and we can be able to fulfill our mandate just by the right counsel that we get from the Father.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. If you just joined us, we are talking about the importance of the right counsel, the right advice, which means the advice of the Father. It also implies the instruction of the Father, the guidance of the Father, the direction of the Father. Its importance, that's what we are talking about. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much, no matter way. We are talking about the importance of the right counsel, what it is even all about. The Father is counseling us these days, even though we don't acknowledge that, Barukia, even though we don't acknowledge that, the Father is really giving us counsel into our true identity as His children. That
Hallelujah.
Is the truth that we cannot run away from. Now, when you look into Proverbs 11, verses 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And these counselors are the ones ordained by the Father in the Holy Spirit, who represent the Hamashiach. And we seem to be running quite away from such these days. Mayach?
Beautiful topic. Can I just start it? Maybe I want us to look at the Hebrew word, because originally the scripture was written in Hebrew before it can be translated to other languages.
Mm.
So when you look at the Hebrew word that means counsel, it means aitza. Aitza. And this is a three-letter word, and I just want to break it down, because this is a language of purity, and we should be able to measure what we're coming to say. Are we correct based on how Abba said this word is?
Mm.
Right? So now, when we look at the word Aitza, and it's three words, letters combined together to form the word Aitza. Now, when we speak of the letter I, when we speak of the human organ, we can be looking at the physical eye, right?
Mm.
But also when we broaden it, we look at the characteristics of what the eye does. The eye would give us knowledge. It would be some information. Also, it is the symbol of to perceive, right? So, which means there should be something that should help us or to keep us in the right, because we should be able to can see or to look and see and identify probably light from darkness, right? Mm. Because we are measured according to our heart's desires.
Mm.
And that is found, that letter is found in Psalm 119 from verse 121 to 128. That is the letter I. And we go to another letter. Another letter, which is the letter Tzad. And the letter Tzad, we often hear it when we speak of Tzadak, as in righteousness, right? And that letter speaks of the restoration. Mm. It speaks of the promise. It speaks of righteousness, which means it's the work of His hand, meaning that He carries us to completion. When we are to look and say, okay, how can we describe this particular word? What comes to mind, or for me to be able to describe it? It is a position of submission or a position of humility, which would mean that, let's say, how it's in old ancient pictogram, how it would be described. It's more like how the Muslims are praying when they bowed down. You know, it's that kind of a sign. So you can be able to see the last letter, which is the Ha. It's the breath. It's the spirit. What brings life? And it's not just any spirit, because there can be spirit of darkness, but this is the spirit of Abba Yahuwah. So what this counsel does, or the importance, it means we are guided towards a certain direction. And that direction is we are led to the truth. We are led to the new Yerushalayim. So this morning when I was doing the daily manna, the word that I was looking at the word truth. And when you look at truth, you can see truth is it's simply, to explain it in English, that truth is the spirit that is from Elohim that comes to the earth and leads us to the new Jerusalem for us to be able to can have freedom, for us, or it leads us to rest. So you can see they go hand in glove, because this spirit of counsel, it has to go with the spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth as well, it's described in the scripture as the word of Elohim to say, your word is truth. So when we look at these things, we are getting wisdom that we are able to understand to say, aha, there is a way or a path in which you and me has got to follow, that when we follow it, definitely we shall find ourselves free. Hence the scripture says, the truth shall set you free. In the new Yerushalayim, it is a place of truth. Therefore, there is freedom, because there is no longer death. There is no longer pain. There's all these things, sicknesses and all that. They no longer exist, because we would have followed this right counsel, this right path, which now leads us to the other side. So now, that is why Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance. So it is important for us to have that form or kind of guidance, because it is the word of Elohim, or the vessel that he would have used, that is able to, number one, not speak of his own, but be in line with the truth, be in line with the spirit of Elohim. And therefore, when we go according to that, there is no way we can fail, or we cannot be able to reach the new Jerusalem. But if there is no such guidance, then people fall, or people perish. Right?
Yeah.
So now we need that counsel, that Aita, that now we can say, we can see in it that really Abba's plan or his love is to see his people saved. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And it's not just any advice, my ass. It's not just any that you can pick up, right? So it has to be an advice that is a counsel, a guidance. We're talking of a guidance. I like what Professor said, and she used this statement verbatim. I will guide you with my eye.
Yeah.
You know? So you can see now that this is what we need. This is the guidance, and that is of righteousness that leads us to the truth, or that leads us to the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. We are asking the question, what's the importance of the counsel of the Father, the right counsel? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Tunembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul.
What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Professor, when you look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Without the right counsel, there is no true wisdom. It will just be physical wisdoms which is limited. It's like an endless pit. There won't be a true wisdom, an absolute wisdom, a proven wisdom, a reliable wisdom, without the counsel of the Father." Professor?
Thank you, my brother. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. I think it's taking us back in understanding what is this counsel we are talking about. We talk more about the guidance from the Father, that, like we've been saying, Brother Baruch touched that, he also touched that. It is the guidance from the Father, which is why this contrast is very clear in this verse, when it compares the ways of the fool and he who heeds the counsel of the Lord. So in this case, when we take what God says, the counsel of the Lord is his word. The counsel of the Lord is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The counsel of the Lord is what he speaks about in his word and needs us to do and execute in the same way that the word is telling us. But you, whoever does not heed the word of the Lord, that's the person who says, whatever he will say, it's not of my business. Whatever the guidance of the Lord will be, I'll rather rely in my own understanding. So a person who depends in his own understanding and his own wisdom, that's the person that the Bible is talking about here. But here, he who heeds the counsel is wise. How do we become wise? It is because the counsel is wisdom. How do we become these people that God can recommend? It is because the counsel of the Lord is his heart, is his mind, is his will. So when I take his will, I take his mind. When I take his mind, I become one with him, because what he is, I become. What he says, I do. So in other words, there is no difference that much between me and him, because every word that he says, I do. Then I become the wisdom of God. I become wise because I take the wisdom of God. But if I will depend on my wisdom, on what I know and what other people are saying, particularly if what they say is not the will of the Lord, I'm lost already. I am no longer in the will of God. So Proverbs 15:22 is also almost saying the same thing. Without counsel, plans go awry. So in other words, without the word of God, without the Holy Spirit, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, people get lost. Sometimes we get lost thinking we are in the right direction. Sometimes we get lost thinking we are satisfying our desires. But we must know that the right counsel, which is now the counsel that we can regard as the voice and the mandate from the Lord, is what will keep us in him, with him, so that we can be the people of God, that we can satisfy his will. Earlier on, you spoke about the way we respond sometimes. Then you ask yourself a question, how do you respond? Because sometimes when you respond, you are revealing that you have not received the counsel of God. Then we begin to question the content in you. We question, what is it that you are made out of? What are you feeding on daily? Because what you feed on daily is going to come out one way or the other. So your reactions, your response will tell us what counsel do you have, what governs your actions, because your actions must be governed by what you hear every day. So what you hear, if it is the word of God, then your responses will also be in line with what God is saying. You went on and even touched on what do we do in terms of our activities, the career choices. How far do we listen to God? How far do we involve God in decision making? do we take the counsel of God about our lives? Some of us end up getting lost in what we think are the careers that we want to choose. And some of those careers become our graves because we are not ministering in those places. We did not seek the counsel of God. We ran after fame and we ran after money. We ran after what other people are doing, having not asked the counsel of God about where he wants me to be. It is very, very easier for us to get lost in what we want, in our wisdom, in what other people are doing, and we end up not fulfilling the will of God. So I found that statement very important, Brother Ray, in this time and age where we are so much encouraging people to do things, but we have not asked them to inquire whether those things they want to do are the things that God wants them to do. Mm. We are not encouraging people to seek for counsel of God about their careers, about their decisions, about where they will stay, about where to spend their money. All of these things look small, look like insignificant, but when we seek the counsel of God, we will fulfill the message and the mandate of God in everything that we do, in every action that we take. So I was very touched when you were speaking about the careers and the choices that we make. And we see that most of the people are not seeking the counsel of God, and they get lost and their destinies are short-circuited or redirected simply because people worked or looked at the things that are famous, looked at what will bring more money. And sometimes it's not about money. It has to be about the will of God. So when we seek the counsel of God, we are not going to be lost. Let me go to the verse that you also quoted, that Brother Baruch and yourself spoke about, Proverbs 11, verse 14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I think there is something that we need to be aware of and look after here, that in the multitude of counselors, you must know the source of that counsel that is being presented to you. So when we speak of the right counsel, in this case, you are speaking about that counsel that comes from God. So if there is a multitude of counselors, they have to agree on one thing, because if God is the source, God is speaking one language. But a multitude of counselors that are not agreeing on one thing, then we need to be alarmed about what is happening there. So we're not saying people must have many advisors, people must hear from many people, but we are saying there has to be that confirmation. If you have two or three counselors, they have to speak one message because your source is God, and God could be using those people, but they cannot come to you and speak many things that are different. So it means you need to go back to God and seek for the right counsel. Don't just say, I found many, many advices, so I'm hearing this, this, and that. So if it doesn't agree with one message, which should be coming from God, then we need to go back to God. Then that's when the safety would be. The safety will come when these counselors are speaking one word which comes from the Lord. Now, the first part of this verse is also saying to depend on our own understanding. The absence of counsel is the absence of God's word, is the absence of God's guidance, and the absence of him in our business. But if God is in our business, is involved in what we do, and we regard him as the main source of the advice, then that's when we are going to stand in what we do. That's when we'll be in his will, and we'll be able to reflect him because we are taking what he says we must do. In Proverbs 19:20, it says, listen to counsel and receive instruction. Which counsel is this? This is from the Lord. There will be other instructions, but we must know who we hear from. Which is why when we spoke earlier on, we spoke of associations. Some of the associations are not from God. Some of the people we are keeping around us are not from God. And because we are so familiar to them, Brother Ray, we might even think these people are speaking for God. not because they speak for God, but because we have gotten so acquainted to them, they have this place in our hearts because we've allowed them in. So we think they speak for God. So that's when the spirit of discernment comes in. That's when the counsel of God will have to come in, so that a still small voice of the Holy Spirit must continue to guide you, that every instruction that you are hearing must be checked, must be weighed against the word of God, against the will of God. So listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. This is the wisdom that is coming from the Lord, not from men. So if men can speak things that are contrary to the word, you know exactly that this is not the counsel of God. So it is important to also not be in a rush. I think these days we are so much susceptible to the fast life. We are so much deceived by what is happening because life is very fast. You hear something today and it wants you to decide in the instant, on the spot, you must take a decision. I think this is where we lose things because you don't even weigh up some of the instructions and the guidances that we are hearing, lest those ones are not coming from God. But God wants us to totally depend on Him, to totally refer to the Word each time we come across situations. Yes, the plans of men will always be there. Yes, your ideas will be there. But we need to learn to weigh those ideas against the will of God, where the right counsel is coming. Whatever I would love to do, if it is not in the will of God and it doesn't sit well with the plan of God about my life, it means I am not in the will of God. This is not the right counsel for my life. The right counsel must lead you and take you to your destiny. The right counsel must reflect God. The right counsel must bring glory to the kingdom, because your life is not only about you, but it is about God being glorified through you. But God will not be glorified if you are not taking counsel from Him. God will not be glorified if you regard others as more important than Him. So these are the things that we as the people of God must be aware of and begin to pay attention to what we hear, who we hear, and how we hear them, because that will determine our actions tomorrow. The right counsel is important for our identity, livelihood, and our destiny.
All right, I hear you quite well. Of course, let me go back to that verse. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And this is the counsel of those who, remember, we're talking about the divine counsel, those who, the right counsel, you know, those who have the true counsel of the Father. That's what we are talking about. We trust the Father is doing it good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. I'm talking to Baruch Yah and Professor Buisondezi. We are touching base on this, the issue of the true counsel, the right counsel. Not the wrong one, not the worldly one, the right one. The one that is from the Father. What is it all about? What is its importance, in other words? The underlying question there is its importance. And of course, Proverbs 13, verses 10, Mayachi says, by pride comes nothing but strife. But with the well-advised is wisdom. And here we are talking about the right counsel. The right counsel brings people to be well-advised so that they attain to the wisdom of the Most High. And if that counsel is not there, we see its manifestations through strifes and tensions. What say you, Mahari?
To the it's true, Ahi, because pride is a destructive force that leads to contentions, discord, conflict, and so forth. You know, arrogance and self-importance. So those, you can see, those are elements that do not have the counsel of the Father. But when we have the counsel of Abba Yahuwah, it means there is that unity, there is that love, there is the nine fruits of the Spirit, that oneness, togetherness in everything that we are being led by one spirit, and this spirit is leading us to a direction of the New Jerusalem, which means as Professor B said, to say the Red Council must be about the kingdom. So we now, all of us, are in that mindset. We are aligned to mindset of heaven. We are ambassadors of heaven. So everything that we do, you can be able to see there's no pushing and pulling in different directions. So therefore, it just shows that what we are doing, we are going according to this right council. And in the council as well, this council that we're speaking about, it also brings wisdom and safety, you know. So that is the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, becomes also one of our ultimate counselor, because the Ruach HaKadosh becomes the helper whom Father will send in my name. Yahusha says, whom Father will send in my name, and he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance of all that I have said to you. So you can see that there is still that oneness with the Father, and the Father and the Son, they're singing the same tune, they all in agreement. So what we now need to do as the followers of HaMashiach is to also join in the foundation that has already been laid, and to follow through, because he becomes our head. He's the one now who leads us in this council. Basically, the decisions that we make, the choices that we make, are choices that are aligned with the kingdom that is of the Shamayim. So therefore, we know that we are walking according to the light. We know that we are walking in obedience of what the word of Abba Yahuwah is able to guide unto us. Someone says, Baruch is the man who walk not in the counsel of the wicked, right? Nor stand in the ways of sinner,
yes,
nor sit in the seats of scoffers, but he delights in the law of Abba Yahuwah. So you can be able to see that there is that delight. We would appreciate. We don't find or complain when Abba has put in a law for us to say, this is how I need to go. We don't get to be stubborn. Instead, we come with this excitement of wanting to learn, of finding the truth, of continually digging, right, in finding this information. So, which means we delight in his word. We love being in the presence of Abba Yahuwah, and therefore, we get to be showered with blessings because of that, as opposed to the ones that would be in the opposite, on the other side, because on the other side, they would be following the things that are contrary. Instead, they want to see us fall. But now, here we are, we are walking in the delight of the word. We see the fruits, we see growth, and we love what we're seeing. You know, scripture starts to be revealed. They start to make more sense. And, you know, it's that anxiety and excitement that we have to say, like, look, I'm looking forward to the new Jerusalem. I cannot wait to, you know, to be in the reign of Abba Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And, of course, I trust the Father is doing you well and blessing you so much in a mighty way. It's 0826572729. That's the number for the WhatsApp and the voice notes. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.